B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from the Easy Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Everything is awesome.
You ever sneeze naked?
No.
No? It's the strangest looking thing.
Yeah. Turn it sideways, it should pop right into your pants.
I'm barely paying attention to this damn show. You think I can pay attention to a date?
I don't want sloppy seconds from someone else.
Good to see you every day. You guys are great.
Oh, thank you. We love you.
This is Kiss Mornings with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Everything is awesome.
Yes, indeed it is, isn't it, Loren?
Is it?
Nah.
Is it really? We used to do our feelings board. I used to start it out at a 4. I'm like at a 3 today. I'm so tired.
And so is Roy Boy.
Oh, you don't even want to know what time I went to sleep.
I saw you text at like midnight.
Oh, I was up hours after that.
Really? What were you watching?
Did you sleep?
I wasn't watching anything.
Oh.
I didn't sleep. I was up until like 2:15.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Dang. So the minute you got into a deep sleep, it was time to wake up.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever hit a deep sleep.
We had last night, we did something really cool called Backstage with Bozzy, where a select few Kiss 95.1 listeners were picked to come to a venue last night and watch Bozzy perform. And then he did a Q&A as well. And that ended at the dreaded hour of 8:45. And then that screws up Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, we didn't leave until like 9.
Mm-hmm. And I saw Roy on the light rail, waiting for the light rail. We wanted to give him a
You wanted to give me a ride, but I didn't want, I already bought my ticket, and I was already waiting. I should have taken the ride, by the way, because I didn't get home from the train until like 9:35.
Ugh, yeah, I was...
It took me like 30 minutes to get home.
I was already home in Waxhaw. And so it took Roy 30 minutes to get home, and he literally lives a half a mile away.
Yeah.
But it's like 10 blocks. I'm not walking that many blocks.
I get it. The scooter works too, bro.
Yeah, I'm afraid of those things.
It'll work for you. Don't worry. If Loren can handle the scooter, I know you can.
Oh, I'm so shaky on the scooter.
So you guys offered to take me a ride home, but where you parked, the walk was halfway done.
So Roy's theory last night was that if he is going to walk to the station to get into our cars where
we
parked,
he
might as well just walk home, and he's not doing that, so he just sat on the bench and waited for the train.
It took me 30 minutes to get home. I missed the first train. I had to wait for the second.
Amanda says that she always hears my voice no matter where she is, and did you hear my voice first?
Yep, I heard you guys coming from a mile away.
I was yelling at Cameron for something, or dating life or something.
Mm.
I was with Cameron and AJ.
Your voice pierces like knives.
Aww.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, in a good way.
Oh.
I think it cuts through the clutter.
Okay. By the way, I found out a bunch of things about Nicole I need to talk to you off the air about.
Oh, really?
I was yelling at her yesterday,
that's
too.
That's not fun.
He doesn't know any of that.
I know, but that's not your story to tell.
Yes, it is.
Wait, what am I missing?
After I heard about it on the walk to...
How did I miss things? I was away from you guys for like 10 minutes.
You didn't walk with us to the event last night, and then you didn't walk with us away from the event, so I had big happenings on both walks. I found out things, but we'll talk about that off the air.
Okay.
Basically, last night was fun. We had that backstage with Bozzy. Oh, I also watched Team USA score 13 goals against Thailand yesterday in the Women's World Cup.
That's fun.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. I was all excited to watch it with Dean. You know, he's getting into sports a little bit. And I went to the bathroom. I went and got Ruby. I did a couple things. He goes, Dad, it's 8-0.
You're like, what happened?
Yeah. How about you guys? What else did you do yesterday besides Bozzy? Anything?
I tried to nap, and I think I was so tired from Ariana Grande. Have you ever been so tired that you can't sleep?
That's where
I was yesterday. And I tried twice.
You're like restless.
Yeah. And finally, I was like, uncle. And then we got up, and we went to Bozzy last night. And then I got home. I'm just tired.
Okay.
And my stomach hurts.
Yeah, she had 2 beers last night. She says her stomach hurts.
Oh, my stomach's a knot.
By the way, you know what I've noticed about you? Is that now, lately, anytime you go out, you get sick after.
Stomach sick, not you're, like
you're,
a...
You're like, I feel bloated and all these things. You know what I think it is?
The alcohol?
I think it's you're just not used to all the sodium of eating out.
I think so, too. We cook a lot at home. So, like, anytime I eat out or drink, like, I can't drink anything but wine anymore. I'm such a lightweight.
Mm.
Yeah. This is the girl that, you know,
I used champagne to throw down. Breakfast. Right.
Yeah. What about you, Roy Boy?
You know, I went for a really, really long walk until I couldn't anymore with Callie. You know, so that was that consumed. It was like a two hour walk.
And that's why you didn't want to walk to Bozzy last night, then.
Oh, I wasn't walking. Well, yeah, that was also a big factor.
When you take a big long walk with Callie, you're going in one direction. Did you walk back or did you take an Uber back?
I drove to a park and walked for hours there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That way it's a bit more controlled. And that way I can get, so, well, I don't want to get too far into it, but Callie has an issue with new places. And so, like, I have to get her adjusted for, like, an hour.
I got you.
Yeah. The first hour is her freaking out.
That's funny. And now Nicole's introduced Callie to long walks. And
It was just, it was so beautiful yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It was. I did my yard yesterday and listened to our podcast, which made me laugh. Yesterday was a really good show. I hope today is equally as good.
You know, I got 2 hours of sleep. Who knows where this show is going to go?
Yeah, we say really dumb stuff when we're tired.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We got so much to get into today. We got to talk about our Father's Day giveaway, and we'll get you up to speed on that. If you didn't hear what we have going on, we have something so cool for Dad this Sunday, Father's Day. But you can win it this hour, and we'll explain to you what's going on after Ariana on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
And we've got something really, really cool for all the dads out there for Father's Day. We've managed to put together an awesome MRL show prize pack for Dad for you to win.
You could win Topgolf for a year. Also,
but beer. That's not all.
Beer for a year from Corona Premier.
Yeah, that's a great prize. So Topgolf for a year. Topgolf is one of the most exciting and most packed places in Charlotte. And people come from all over to jump onto that Topgolf, man. No matter what time of day or night you're there, it's packed.
Like, we've been there at, 11 a.m. on a Wednesday. And we're like, do you people work? What are you doing here?
You know what it is? Everybody goes out there with their office for team building.
Yeah, right.
Team building.
Topgolf for a year. Beer for a year. Thanks to Corona Premier. Lower carbs, lower calories, higher expectations.
Loren, how does one win their way to get their dad, get in the running to give their dad this awesome gift?
Oh, could you pass me that noisemaker?
Thank you.
All you have to do is listen for the power tool. Oh, no. We're losing power.
Oh, are we losing power? Well, don't waste it.
Okay. And you have to call number 9.
Yeah.
And you're in the running.
When you hear that power tool, be caller number 9 and you'll be in the running. We'll have our grand prize winner on Friday morning to win free golf for a year at Top Golf and free beer from Corona Premier.
So stupid.
I love it. Tomorrow I'm bringing in a different power tool, Loren.
This one's almost dead.
Yeah. I will say that it's going to happen in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, so soon.
Yes, soon.
Don't
call now. We haven't done it yet. But when you hear the power tool later on this hour, be caller number 9. Up next, though, producer Nicole and myself and Dean went to the Knights game on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me so much crap for something that Dean said to her about how I was epic. Or what was the word that Dean used?
That you're a legend.
That I'm a legend. Okay. Let me I found out something yesterday about Dean, Nicole, that I want to explain to you. And Nicole will tell you what my son said I was a legend in. And Nicole was giving me so much crap for it.
Okay.
But I think I figured something out yesterday with Dean. We'll talk about that, and I'll let you know why my son thinks I'm a legend when I'm clearly not.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, Panic at the Disco. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. We are the Mandy Roy of the Ray Morning Show.
Apparently, my son Dean told Nicole when I went to go get him dipping dots at the Knights game the other day, he sat with her.
Dipping dots is still around?
Oh, my God, and he loves them.
I love dipping dots.
He needed them.
Okay.
As soon as we got there, right?
Yeah, he said something I think I heard 14 different times about dipping dots.
So finally, I went and got
him. Dad.
Dipping dots. I go, Dean, that's the worst ice cream.
It's dry.
No, it's not.
It's not good.
Really? You like
good.
It?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I like the texture.
Well, he got cookies and cream dipping dots. And while I was out getting those said dipping dots, I guess Nicole and Dean had a conversation. What did he tell you?
Yeah, so we're just talking, and I love asking him questions because he talks, and it's cute. And so we're talking about his favorite sports. And he goes, I like all of them. And I'm like, well, like, what do you want to play? Like, what do you want to do this summer? And then he just looks at me and he goes, did you know my dad played hockey? And I was like, yeah, like, being from Jersey, hockey is, like, really popular up there. I was like, do you want to play hockey? He goes, my mom says it's too dangerous. And I was like, well, one day you're going to be big and strong. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be able to play hockey like your dad. And then he's like, well, did you know my dad was a legend? And I was like,
a legend?
I was like, Dean, what?
Like, legend in hockey?
And he goes, my dad was a hockey legend. And I was like, and I'm like turning around like, Stephen Maney, get down here right now.
So I walk down the steps and Nicole's just laughing. She goes, oh my God. Did you tell Dean that, or Dean just told me that you were a legend in hockey, and where did he get that from? He must have heard that from somebody. Like, did you tell him, like, somewhere along the line, yeah, like that? I was like, bro, you know, your dad was a legend.
Your dad was a big deal, man.
Let's be clear. I was not a legend in hockey at all, okay? But I found out something yesterday, and I thought of you, and I wanted to bring it up this morning.
Okay.
Dean told me, he's got a Star Wars lightsaber, you know, a toy one. And so we went on a walk, me, Dean, and Ruby. And he goes, I'm going to bring the lightsaber with me because I'm going to protect us on the walk. I was like, oh, that's awesome, Dean. He goes, yeah, Sam trained me. And now Sam's his six-year-old friend that lives across the street. He goes, he's a Jedi legend.
Oh, so he's using legend for everything.
And he showed me a couple legendary moves.
Okay.
And then it clicked in my head that legend and legendary has become something that he heard.
Yes. Yeah.
But Dean's going like this. He's going, yeah, Sam trains all of us down here. Like, he has like five kids in the neighborhood.
He's a method actor.
Yeah, Sam's the Jedi legendary trainer. And Dean's going, he showed me this move, and he's doing like a move with the lightsaber. And he's like, look at this one, Dad.
Okay, he's like posing.
Yeah, posing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, every kid's dad is a legend in their own. You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah.
He also told us that he has three hearts. And he, like, he said it in a way where I would have believed him. he was like, because the national anthem was on.
Yeah.
So his hand was, like, in the middle of his chest. And so Manny, like, pulled his hand over and was like, put your hand over your heart, bud. And he goes, it is over my heart. I have three hearts. One's right here, one's right here, and one's right here.
Whoa.
And I was like, sure. Yeah, you can have whatever you want.
Do you want to hear the cutest thing? So Amanda's in Atlanta this week, mm-hmm. and I picked Dean and Ruby up from the nanny in the afternoon because that's where they spend the day, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I got there, Dean goes, Dad, I need a hug. My tank's pretty empty right now.
Oh.
I was like, we're going to fill up those three hearts.
He's like talking to an adult. I love him.
An emotional adult.
My dad,
he
would fill my head with a bunch of nonsense stuff as a kid.
Yeah.
He would like tell me that, because I asked him why he had such hairy arms, and he told me it's because I'm from an ape.
That's funny.
Like, I legitimately thought I was from an ape, and so I went to school. And they had to sit down, and plus, this is in the Bible Belt. You don't say you're from an ape. You do not go to school and say that. Mrs. Linkus will have an issue. So I got to get sitting down with a guidance counselor.
Oh my God,
principal,
is that true?
And they called the parents in, they're like, you can't tell your child that he's from an ape.
You're familiar with the monkey scopes trial, boy. Oh, that's funny stuff. You know, speaking of lies and all that stuff, Dean got this silly little lie detector thing. It's like a toy.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to give me a lie detector test.
Okay.
So maybe I'll have him for like, we'll do like a little Father's Day thing where he can ask me a bunch of questions. But you guys should write the questions.
Okay.
We will.
Okay.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
So there's a couple things going on in TV news. The Big Bang Theory set will now join the Warner Brothers tour. So if you go out to Burbank and you end up touring the lot starting on June 28th, you'll be able to see the Big Bang set.
Cool.
Yeah. Florida Bama Line, take three. MTV just greenlit the third season of Florida Bama Line, and they got a new city. So they're not in Panama City anymore. Now they're in Tampa Bay. My brother's working on the show.
Oh, that's cool. Any inside scoop that...
Not yet. He said he was covering days because he typically works nights.
I don't even know what that show is.
Florida Bama Line. It's like a party kind of thing, and they were up in Panama City.
Okay.
And, but Panama City...
What channel?
MTV.
Oh, okay.
But Panama City don't like that show. Like,
why?
They pretty much got kicked out of there. Yeah.
Well, please. As if Panama City's got this crystal clean reputation.
Well, apparently it was. Apparently their not crystal clean reputation was being tarnished. Yeah. So that's saying something. So they went to good old Ybor City in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Demi Lovato's drug dealer who gave her that fatal overdose, near fatal overdose, was arrested for unrelated charges, but he was busted on 3 misdemeanor counts of shoplifting and possession of heroin. He walked into a Macy's and tried to steal a pair of pants, a Puma hoodie, and a Michael Kors backpack without paying.
Whoa.
And Selena Gomez, she has a big love for Hooters restaurants, and she's now explaining why.
Well, initially it was because my dad wanted to hit on hot girls. But then I just, I don't know, I enjoy the fried pickles, the shrimp, the butter.
Yeah, they're
it's good.
What a great menu,
great menu. Oh, that's Fallon. That's yeah, Fallon. They were eating hot wings and he couldn't handle it.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny. But that's your dirty.
Hey, thanks. If you want to get in on this Father's Day giveaway that MRL is doing for you, I would be listening here in the next, I don't know, 10 minutes or so.
We have Topgolf for a year and beer for a year from Corona Premier, so you better be listening.
Because you'll be in the running for that. Also, we have something really cool that we're doing up in Beach Mountain, and you can join us next Friday. We'll tell you about that in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We told you we got something really cool happening up in Beach Mountain, and it's your opportunity to come hang with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show as we have set up a VIP tour of the Land of Oz. And you can tour with us.
It's literally like the yellow brick road and everything from the Wizard of Oz.
That's right. And it's a theme park that opens twice a year. And we're going next Friday. I think our tour starts at like 4:30 or something like that. So you need to be able to join us then next Friday at like 4:30 to do a VIP tour. We get our own private little tour. You get to tour the yellow, rock the yellow brick road with the MRL show and Dorothy. And to do that, you just head over to kiss951.com and you can sign up there to join us on the Yellow Brick Road.
Is that when the monkeys were happening?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yep, that's when they show up to go save Dorothy from the castle. And that's what the guards are doing out front.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I forget. Yeah.
And then, of course, you have...
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too. Ah! Huh.
You got to bring the dog in.
So head over to, missing. You know where he is.
Head over to kiss951.com right now to enter to win your chance to come hang with us at the Land of Oz next Friday. Thanks to the Land of Oz for letting us go VIP style to something really cool. We have this awesome giveaway for Father's Day. It's we can send you to Top Golf for a year. You get free Top Golf for a year. And you get free Corona Premier for a year. I mean, what more does dad want in his life than golf and beer? All you got to do is wait for the sound effect of a drill, one of our power tools. And when you hear that, you'd be caller number 9. You never know when that's going to happen. That can happen anytime. I'd say it's probably going to happen in the next, I don't know, before 7 a.m. We'll say that. Real quick, this is an article on what dad really wants for Father's Day.
I'm really excited about my Father's Day gift.
I am too.
He's been wanting something specific, and my dad never really he's so hard to shop for. So you know what, fathers, just be blunt with what you want.
Fathers, just tell everyone what you want. Is that what your dad did? Did he tell you?
He happened to mention it to me that he's been looking for this one thing, and then so you know, he's busy. He's constantly traveling all the time. So I was like, well, I'll look for it.
Just so you got it.
I found it in San Diego, California.
Oh, I know what it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I got it shipped in.
Cool. And you got something for Dal?
Yes. Good. It's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Is he going to be surprised?
I think so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are the things we think that Dad wants: Top Golf and beer.
That's a pretty good prize. Yeah. That's a pretty good present.
But SWNS Digital, said, take your dad to the ball game with the family, 38%.
Okay.
I don't know.
Really? I know. That sounds like a whole thing to me, too.
I got
to
be honest. I took Dean to the ball game with Nicole on Monday night for Bark in the Park. All I did was run and get stuff. Hot dogs, napkins, pretzels, a beer, dipping dots.
You never, like, really sat and watched the game.
I think 38% of the people would say, drop dad off at the ball game while the family goes and does something else.
Yeah.
An ice cold beer or two. 35%. We got that. Thank you, Corona Premier.
Mm-hmm.
A glass of wine. 34%.
Dad needs more than a glass of wine.
Leave him alone and let him watch whatever he wants on TV for the day. 34%.
Easy. He gets to watch his Pawn Stars enough.
Jesus, a lot of alcohol in here. Glass of whiskey, 29%.
We drive him to drink.
Poor dad.
A physical expensive gift, i.e. like an Apple Watch, 29%.
No one spends that much on Father's Day, do they? Good gosh.
This was kind of up there.
Wow, but it wasn't over $100. Yeah.
Did you know that even though Mother's Day seems to get more hype than Father's Day, don't you guys feel that way? Because I don't know. I feel like we need and we should praise the mothers out there. A lot of single moms do the big roles, right?
Yes.
57% of dads, though, say, whoa, hold on a second. Father's Day is equally as important. 57% of dads say that Father's Day is their favorite day of the year.
Really?
Do you think the family was in front of them when he said that?
Yes.
Wife
kicking him under the table.
but
dads are so much like difficult to celebrate. Like I know for my mom, for Mother's Day, all you have to do is like make her breakfast and send her flowers, and she is floored.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't send my dad flowers.
Right. Yeah. And dads go and buy whatever they want. If I needed a new weed eater, I'd go buy it.
Right. I mean, my dad never bought anything for himself.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Oh. Yeah.
So, all right. Oh.
Speaking of.
704-570-9595. That's the power drill sound effect.
This is so much fun. I love this thing.
Call now for your chance to qualify and win. It is Top Golf for a year and beer for a year from Corona Premier. Good luck.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Roy, someone wants to know through text message from 704, speaking of Father's Day, does Roy want to be a dad eventually?
I'm sure I will. Not right now. I can barely take care of myself.
And that dog, poor dog of yours, yeah.
I am a dad. I have a dog, and she takes up 90% of my time.
Poor dog of yours.
I know.
Yes, of course, Roy wants to be a dad one day.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess there was a new convention somewhere, like a technology convention, and Amazon brought out a new Alexa feature, and it's actually kind of cool.
Am I going to have to get a whole new Alexa, or is it like a downloaded thing?
I'm not that far down in the article yet, Lorraine.
Oh, sorry.
But give me one song, and I'll
so
find out. The headline caught my attention, though. And it got us thinking, got me thinking, because Ryan and Lorraine don't know what the hell I'm about to talk about, but it got me thinking, like, it's something that Alexa can do for you. Mm-hmm. If there's anything that you think you would love to have Alexa do for you, reach out to us at 704-570-9595. Like, what is it that you would love to have Alexa do? Obviously, it can't be physical. So don't say laundry, because Alexa can't do laundry.
Okay, I was about to say take out the trash.
Like, for me, I would love Alexa to pay my bills. Like, if I could say, hey, Alexa, pay Union County Power.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Take it right off my back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Think about that.
I kind of wish Alexa could hide my bank account. What's in it?
Alexa, lie to me about how much is in my account.
Right.
You have.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
$26,000 in savings.
I'm on a roll.
USA! All right, think about that, and I'm going to tell you what Alexa's up to now. It's really cool, coming up in 3 minutes.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Oh, my gosh. Nicole has brought something to our attention, and now the whole show is arguing about it. But it's going to be fun, and we're going to do it coming up here in just about 10 minutes. Do you have the stocking?
I have them.
You have the stocking?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
We're going to do tug of war in the studio, and it's going down. Just so you know.
I love the concept. It's so funny. So we're going to get into that coming up just after 7. But I told you guys, Amazon rolled out something really cool at the Las Vegas Artificial Intelligence Conference.
Okay.
That's the thing.
So what's Alexa doing?
They said that they are going to start making Alexa more conversational, so you won't have to say Alexa before every command.
Oh, well, how's she going to know you're talking to her then?
Don't know. You just aim towards her.
aim towards her.
Yeah, I guess if you walk over near her, I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says that you don't have to say Alexa before each command. Mm. So maybe what that means is, like, you could say, hey, Amazon thing. Or, hey, Dot.
Right.
Right? Okay. You have to say Alexa, but maybe you have to say, you know, hey, thing sitting on my counter, plugged in.
Okay.
Something easier. Anyway, she's also able to now plan your night. Whether you want a date night. So, in other words, if you said, hey, Alexa, buy me tickets for the Charlotte Hornets game. She'll say, okay, I'll purchase 2 tickets. What section? Where do you want to sit? And then she'll go, okay, are you planning on going to dinner before the game?
Can she make me dinner reservations?
She will make you dinner reservations.
Really?
Yes. And then afterwards, supposedly, she'll say, after the game, are you looking to go out after the game? Where would you like to go? Here's a couple of options.
Oh.
So, like, they did the technology test in front of everyone, and they said, Alexa, for instance, do Saturday showtimes for the movie Dark Phoenix. So she answered and shot back and forth in the conversation, and the person talking chose the 7:05 showtime and asked for 2 tickets. She said, that'll be $21. Is it okay to charge it on this card? Yes. And then she said, hey, will you be eating near the Regal Palace Station movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a couple good food options for you, is what she said.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything to make my life easier.
Oh, that is really nice, because I can't tell you how many times I'm talking to Sterling and we can't figure out where to go for dinner.
Yeah. You jump on the phone. Next thing you know, you're on your map and you're trying to find it. Yeah. Now Alexa will say, what type of food are you interested in? Chinese, Italian, Indian, whatever it is. She offers the suggestion. She makes a reservation. But it doesn't say, oh, you also be able to line up an Uber.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't say anything
about... Alexa, call me an Uber? You can say that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
But it doesn't say anything here about needing a new Alexa. So I think they're just going to update her.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like the fact you can yell at her to call an Uber. That's really convenient.
It's time for Alexa to have some updates. Because you know what my Alexa does the most is plays music for me.
That's all I use my Google Dot for.
And timers in the kitchen.
Yeah, kitchen timer.
And also she wakes me up when I'm napping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you say? Alexa, wake me up at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, but I'll tell her to play a song.
Oh, that's genius. I'm going to start doing that.
Alexa, wake me up to some soothing Kenny G. Okay.
Really?
I don't know why, but that's fine. How about a song that's not lame?
That'd be awesome if she really started talking back like that.
Yeah. What if she started commenting on the TV shows? Like you're watching, you know, The Bachelorette. You know, all of a sudden you hear like, oh, that guy sucks. She better not pick him.
Well, she can comment on your outfits now, too. With the, you know, they have an Alexa.
The mirror?
Yeah.
I saw that.
You know what? You know what I need her to do? If she can comment on clothes, I need her to tell me, like, when to not eat. She's like, huh, you ate 25 minutes ago. Slow down.
Back in the kitchen again.
Close the refrigerator, big boy. Like, yeah. What? Did you just call me big boy?
How about going for a run instead? You just smash her.
Shut up, Alexa.
That's a brilliant idea, man.
All right, let's do this. Let's get... So Nicole said that she saw on the internet somewhere where two people put one pair of stockings over their head. So she has challenged Loren to this stocking tug of war. Are you ready for the challenge?
Yeah.
So you're going to have the stocking over your head. Mm-hmm. Nicole's going to have that same stocking over her head.
Yep.
And each one of you will face a wall, and we'll see who could touch the wall first.
She's probably going to destroy me, but I'm going to give it hell.
Oh, you got to. You got that Italian, you know,
positiveness
about you.
Think that there's a brand new bag on the wall.
You That's really what you should have done is put the shopping bag on one side.
Going down, Nicole. Yeah.
Red bottoms on the wall. I'm getting it.
And we're going to have some fun radio coming up here in just about 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We're getting set up in here for a little tug of war. It is a tug of war where producer Nicole found a video of two people putting pantyhose over their heads. They put their backs to each other and they try and see which one can hit the wall first. And it looks really funny because their faces inside the stockings, Roy, are hilarious.
Yeah, they get smushed.
And so she's challenged Nicole to a pantyhose or stocking tug of war. And we're setting that up now it's Nicole versus Loren. Loren is cutting a hole in the stocking. They're just trying to modify it a little bit.
Yeah, evidently what we didn't account for is that stockings are pretty tight. who would have thought, right? They couldn't even get their...
Can you get it over your head, Loren?
Not really. Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well,
see, the video didn't show the setup of how they got it in their heads. Maybe they went through the crotch area.
No, then there's no room. I don't even think Nicole and I's head will fit in here. We could try it that way.
That's kind of what I thought they did, and then they tied a knot. They used two different ones.
No. You need to use two different ones. You can't use one. And then you tie the... Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. And let Roy and I show you how to do this,
that's
ladies.
That's not how it is on the video.
That's not how it is on the video.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I saw the video. That's what I thought it was.
Your older sister just yelled at you.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. But it, you know, we're getting it all set up for you.
What is my other song?
Another song? We want to see you do the tug of war. All right, fine. We'll play one song, and then we come back and we have the tug of war, please.
Yeah.
It's over Nicole's face. It looks hilarious. All right. We're going to do... Stop. Don't break them yet. All right. We're going to do one more song, and when we come back, the battle will be on. Nicole versus Loren in the pantyhose tug of war. We got video of this, too. And you know what? We'll go on Insta. I'll put it on our Insta Live. So head over to the MRL show on Insta, and we'll get that live for you, too. All right, coming up in 3 minutes. 95.1, it's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Roy, what is going on here in the studio?
It is time for Stocking Tug of War. We have Loren with one stocking. We have Nicole with another stocking. And right now, they are tied together. We are also on Instagram Live. If you go to @TheMRLShow on Instagram, you can see this. But they are going to try to walk away from each other, and the first one to reach a wall wins.
Now, how far do you think the wall is from the two of them? They're standing back to back. Probably. What do you think, Nicole?
4 or 5 feet.
4 or 5 feet? Okay. Hey,
yeah.
How comfortable is it with the stockings over your head?
Not good.
All right. On Roy's mark, you guys will start your tug of war and see who will hit the wall first. Nicole or Loren, who do you got your money on?
I got my money on Nicole. She's pretty aggressive.
My money's on Nicole, too.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I think Loren's got that Italian in her, and she's got that chutzpah about her. All right, here we go. Roy, Roy, you call it.
Okay, on your marks. Get set. Go. Oh, they're ready to punch each other.
Oh, it broke.
Who won? Technically, Loren.
Nicole was so close to the wall.
I know. Loren actually touched the wall, though.
Oh, my gosh. That did. We literally ripped the leg off of it.
A lot of people on our Instagram Live are saying that Nicole won, but she didn't touch the wall, you're saying,
no.
Roy. You hit it with your head? You'll have to go back and watch the replay.
Yeah.
Did that hurt?
It didn't feel great.
We're a lot quicker than I thought.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Oh, man. We might have to bring this back and find a stronger set of stockings. Because that was funny. So good.
Yeah. All right.
Take a breath.
Yeah.
Congratulations to our winner, Loren. I don't know what you win. Nicole, maybe she'll buy you lunch. And you guys can go check out. We'll have the whole video up on this, too, later on today at the MRL show on our socials.
Are my eyebrows crazy now?
They're gone. Your eyebrows are gone. All right, we got a brand new senseless survey. That's right. If you didn't hear it on Monday, the senseless survey is back every Monday, every Wednesday, 7:20 and 8:20. Senseless survey, brand new, coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Good morning, Marissa. Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got a couple questions. Should only take about 3 to 30 seconds, depending on how long you take.
Okay.
Is it possible for a water park to burn to the ground?
What? Right. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. It's just questions surveying the American people. What happens if a tow truck breaks down? Are there tow trucks for tow trucks? Do animal rights activists hate it when we eat pita bread?
Okay, this doesn't feel relevant. I don't understand why you're wasting
if
my time.
If there's a D in the word fridge, why isn't there a D in the word refrigerator? We're trying to understand the American English.
Is this some sort of prank? Because honestly, like, I don't have time for this, and I have a family to deal with right now, and this is what is this about?
Do you need family counseling? Is there something I could help you with your family?
Are you kidding me right now?
Yes. Is it okay to grill a watermelon?
What?
And at a movie theater, which armrest is yours, left or right? I think it's the right one.
But... this is f***ing ridiculous.
How?
That's funny. Mm.
She didn't last long, man.
No.
If you want someone to be pranked on a senseless survey, you can just reach out. You can text us and give us that number, or reach out on our socials and DM us. And that's what Roy does. He goes through the list and finds people who are willing to perform in the senseless survey. All's right with the world again when the senseless survey has returned Mondays, Wednesdays, 7:20, and 8:20.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, did you guys see that this Taylor Swift-Katy Perry feud is, like, officially over?
I did see that.
Yeah, and some fans think that they're even going to have a collaboration on Taylor's upcoming album. Especially Ooh. After Katy posted a batch of chocolate chip cookies with Peace at Last in the frosting.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if the song will be called Peace at Last.
She tagged her location as Let's Be Friends.
How about Kanye and T Swift making up?
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen for a minute. Yeah,
really? That beat's been going on for a long time. Yeah.
I know, but I think
he did what you can't fix.
Yeah, I think it was what he couldn't fix, and I don't think him and Taylor were ever that close like her and Katy Perry were.
Yeah,
you know.
And Kim got into it.
Yeah, I think there's too much damage done there.
Okay,
especially over social media. Their feud, like, we knew about it, but it wasn't like they weren't like blatantly blasting each other in the media where Kanye and Taylor were.
Yeah. I was just asking for a friend.
Oh, okay. Miley Cyrus, she is, you know, there were all these rumors that her and her husband, Liam Hemsworth, were going to break up, and they just celebrated their 10-year anniversary. So she went to social media and said, "Happy 10-year anniversary, my love. It's good to see that people were as dumb as they were in 2009, which is when, you know, they started thinking that they were going to break up to begin with. And Kendall Jenner, she can sleep at night a little better now because that stalker that kept showing up to her house, he showed up twice, is back in his home country. He was here on an expired visitor's visa and was in the country illegally and was sent back to Ontario, Canada.
Oh, man.
She can sleep at night now knowing that he's not going to show back up at her door.
Stalkers are so scary.
They really are.
Oh.
That's true.
I can't handle that.
I had a stalker once.
Really?
When I first got into radio, she parked her car behind mine and I couldn't get out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's a true story.
What'd you do? Did you?
I called the police.
Oh.
The police came, but the police told me that the thing that you don't do with a stalker is accept gifts or anything from them. Mm-hmm. And I had done that. So then she felt like I
what
was
did
obligated.
What did she give you?
Clothes.
Why would you accept that?
Because I was 22 years old and I didn't know what was going on in the, you know, in the world.
How old was she? Was she around the same age as you?
A little older. A little older.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they're like, one of the things that you don't want to do is accept anything she brings to you anymore. And do you want to press charges or do you want to get a restraining order? And I didn't. I didn't want to get into all that.
You're like, I actually appreciate the free H&M if she can bring that back.
But, you know, she got my size wrong. So if you could just let her know that I wear 32 instead of...
It's crazy, though, because you feel... You almost feel like it's just annoying. And then you realize that it's not annoying.
It's
scary. It's stalking, you know, showing up where you are and...
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Selena Gomez told us why she loves Hooters so much. You don't have to play that. We'll get to it again in the 8:30 Dirty. Okay. But she did say that the album is finally done.
Yay!
Cool. And we had backstage with Bozzy last night, and he said he's expecting to release new music this week, too, which is cool.
Yeah.
We're loving Paradise, by the way.
Yeah.
So thanks to Bozzy. Congratulations to all the people that came out last night to Amos's to see a really intimate gathering and an intimate performance from Bozzy.
If you want to see those photos, we got them posted up at kiss951.com. But let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. She's on a bit of a roll.
Four wins.
Watch out now, people. I'm going in hot.
Almost a week's worth. Call now. Take the rundown.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Lacey. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi. Good morning.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren today. You might be in better shape than I am after two nights of no sleep.
Might be.
Let's see how you do today.
All right. Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. I am hoping and betting that you're going to beat her. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. Here we go. Lacey, Charlotte. Question number one, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth celebrated their 10-year anniversary yesterday. Was that anniversary for being married or dating? Are they married or not?
They are married, but that's their dating anniversary.
That is correct. Question number two, this iconic California festival just announced their 2020 dates and have the first round of tickets going on sale this Friday. Which festival is that?
Coachella.
And Katy Perry. Excuse me, everybody.
So unprofessional.
Very unprofessional. Stay with us, Lacey. Katy Perry and this wildest dream singer have been known to have a beef in the past, but Katy just posted on Insta that they're at peace with each other at last. Who is that?
Taylor Swift.
And it looks like Selena Gomez fans may not have to wait much longer for their music that they've been wanting. She says an album is finally done. Selena was known for dating Justin Bieber, but what other celebrity did she recently publicly date for a while?
The Weeknd.
And question five, Simon Cowell, his hit, America's Got Talent, he nailed his golden buzzer last night. Simon was an original judge on what singing competition show?
American Idol.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Woo-wee, Loren, it's going to be tough. She got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth celebrated their 10-year anniversary yesterday. True or false, they're now married. Is that a married anniversary or dating anniversary?
True, they're married.
And this iconic California festival just announced their 2020 dates and have the first round of tickets going on sale this Friday.
Coachella.
Katy Perry and this wildest dreams singer have been known to have a beef in the past. Katy, though, just posted on Insta that they're at peace at last.
Taylor Swift.
And it looks like Selena Gomez fans may not have to wait much longer for their new music they've been wanting. She says an album finally is going to be dropping soon. Selena was known for dating Justin Bieber, but also another celebrity who she publicly dated for a while. Who is that?
The Weeknd.
And Simon Cowell hit his America's Got Talent golden buzzer last night on that hit show. Simon was an original judge on what singing competition show?
American Idol.
Loren, you didn't seem very confident.
I wasn't super confident about The Weeknd. I know they dated, but I was trying to roll through to see if she dated anybody else famous, too.
Loren, you got them all correct. It's a tie.
Lacey, great job. You know what we want to hear before we let you go, though?
Yeah, I can't beat Loren, but I can fire.
Thanks for playing, Lacey.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Oh, my gosh. I had the strangest thing happen.
Yeah. What happened? That's typical.
Somebody was at my apartment, but invited to. Let's repause. There was a guy. He was working at my apartment, but he did something inside my bathroom that kind of freaked me out. And I don't even know if I should complain.
Did you have to spray something afterwards?
I'll tell you all about it. It's all coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Is this an only Roy, only happens to Roy story?
It only happens to me. No one else deals with these. I must hire the worst companies ever.
All right, we're going to discuss it in less than 10 minutes, you guys.
Want more of the MRL Morning Show? Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
With Dunkin' Go-To's, you can get a great deal on two of your favorites, like two egg and cheese wraps for just $2, two bagels with cream cheese for $4, and two bacon, egg, and cheese croissants for $5. And what a tough decision to make, huh? Hey, America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show Father's Day giveaway extravaganza. Your next chance to win free Top Golf for a year and 1 year of Corona Premier Beer for Dad comes tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Make sure you're listening. Father's Day giveaway from the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So I had some furniture delivered into my apartment, and it was just two guys, and it was a quick experience.
Okay.
But as soon as they deliver the furniture, there's, I guess, the head guy with the clipboard with the paperwork you have to sign. Mm-hmm. Well, the other guy goes back downstairs to get back to the truck, and I'm doing the paperwork with the guy. And he says, hey, you don't mind if I use your restroom real quick? And I'm like, I don't mind. It's right this way.
Yep.
No big deal.
That's a cool way to ask.
No big deal.
Yeah.
You know. And so I'm kind of, you know, at this point, I'm kind of in the living room, and I'm sitting down with my dog, and because she's all excited over the fact there was all this commotion. And I hear the guy going, hey. And I thought for a moment maybe he was yelling at the other worker.
Right, maybe the other worker came back.
And I didn't respond. And I hear, hey, can you help me? And so I go over. And
you left him hanging with no toilet paper.
No.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah. No. So I said, yes. He goes, can you do me a big favor? I'm like, yeah. He goes, can you bring me my phone? Just set it by the door.
What?
Just set it by the door. So I said, okay, because I don't know how to respond. I don't know how to react to this situation. It seems pretty strange.
Where was his phone? Like on the counter?
It was on the clipboard that he left on the counter. So I put his phone and I put it by the door and I see it quickly open and he quickly grabbed his phone. And then I hear him proceed to call someone and he's on the phone.
In your bathroom?
In my bathroom.
Doing business, you think?
It sounded like he was talking to the worker down at the truck. That's what it sounded like.
Okay, but...
because he was saying, move this to the other side.
Yeah.
For the sake of being able to have an adult conversation here, the kids are going to giggle. Was it number one or number two he was doing?
Judging by how long he was in there, number two.
Or did he go in there to make a private phone call?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just go on the hallway?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Just leave at that point.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. He's on the toilet, and he goes, hey, bring me my phone.
Yeah. And then he makes a phone call. I hired a company that the guy dropped a number two, and he wanted to make a phone call in my bathroom, and I don't know how to complain about that.
Complain. It's odd, but I don't know if it's complain-worthy. Do you, Loren?
Isn't it weird? It's like it's not
weird. It's really strange. I don't know if it's complain worthy.
It's not. It's not right, but it's not wrong. You know,
it's interesting.
I thought you left them hanging with no toilet paper.
No, I make sure I'm stocked up. You know, my boyfriend works for the toilet paper company.
That's
Procter
true.
And Gamble, so.
You have the best stuff.
Yeah,
you have stuff that never hit the actual market.
We're good to go.
Pie.
Yeah, gel toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Gel toilet paper. Like
with aloe in it.
Ooh, let me write that down.
That's a pretty good idea.
So the guy is going to. You left the phone by the door.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't try and slide it under?
No, it wouldn't fit.
Okay,
so and then just how quickly opened it? And I guess
did
he
you
leaned.
See him open it?
I saw his hand. I saw his hand.
Were his pants down?
I didn't see him. I didn't see him naked.
I don't know if I would have given him his phone.
Really? So, honest to God, Loren, I thought about that. And I'm like, how do I approach that situation? Do I just tell him no?
Like, I probably would have made a joke about it. Like, why do you need your phone in there? Because my mind goes to something else completely.
Dirty thoughts.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, but you don't know. Like, at that point, you don't know he's going to make a phone call. So, like, I'm home alone. I'm like, no, why do you need your phone in there?
I'm thinking this guy's doing a number two and wants to play Candy Crush, you know, to pass time.
Check Twitter.
Yeah.
I got to get on my Insta real quick. Hey, Jordan and Hickory, you're on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Yeah.
So what happened? Oh, what's your bathroom story?
Yeah, so we were touring houses, and my husband, you know, went to the bathroom in a private bathroom, in a, you know, one of the houses. And after he used it, he realized the toilet didn't flush. So he came out and he's like, hey, this toilet's not flushing. She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention. They're getting that fixed. But it'll be fixed if you buy this house. And he's like, oh.
I just became a realtor, and I'm glad I haven't dealt with that because I ain't scooping anything
up. You might want to put a plunger in your car.
Oh, man. Yeah. Did you buy the house?
No.
Okay. Hey, do you think it's weird that the delivery guy asked Roy to bring him his phone while he was in the bathroom?
Oh, super weird. Oh,
yeah. Right?
Yeah, but like complain-worthy weird, Jordan? Like,
not complain-worthy.
Yeah, it's like this weird line where it's not complain-worthy, but it's not okay, but it's not...
No.
It's not wrong.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's this weird world, and I'm sitting there going, I'm like, this only happens to me.
It does. It only happens to you. Or you're the only one that, like, makes a deal, like... to bring it to the radio. Like if that happened to me yesterday,
I wouldn't think twice about it.
I couldn't get over it. That's exactly what it is, Manny.
Oh, I couldn't get past it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy felt so comfortable with me that he wanted me to, like, sneak the phone into the bathroom while he's doing number two.
That's funny. Thanks, Jordan. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing he could have done, too, is cleaned up, went out, got it, and then went back into the bathroom.
Oh, or how about this? Just wait to make the phone call.
Right.
How long was he in there? All right, hold on. I got a couple more questions. Let's take a quick break. Let's do a song. But let's take phone calls from you guys. MRL Show fam, it's time for you to jump on the phones and be part of the show today and tell us what strange thing happened when a service person showed up to your house. 704-570-9595. The service person showed up and did something, proceeded to do something strange. We want to hear that. Loren, I know your friend Kara had a crazy story about, remember the worker guy? You told that story on the air a long time ago.
Some guys that were working on her kitchen.
It made her feel uncomfortable and stuff. Yeah, that was weird. So we could talk about that. And then, Roy, I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right, it's all coming up. Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday morning with us.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Our Roy boy got himself into a situation. Only in Roy's life. I think I'm going to make a produced open. Only in Roy's life.
Yeah, this stuff happens.
It doesn't happen to anybody else.
It doesn't.
For the people that are just jumping in their cars, the 8 a.m. crew, tell everyone, what only happens to Roy?
Guy was delivering furniture to the house. There's two guys. One guy went back down to the truck. The other guy did the paperwork with me. After he finished the paperwork, he said, can I use your restroom? No big deal. He used it. Well, but while he was in there, he started yelling, saying, hey, can you bring me my phone?
Sir!
And so I had to leave the phone outside the door, and he quickly opened it and grabbed it and closed the door again. And I just could not get past it. That was the strangest thing. And then, to make even things more weirder, he made a phone call while he was in there.
And he was in there for about 5 minutes?
Oh, maybe 10.
10?
Yeah, it was a good bit of time. It was a good bit of time.
Okay.
You know. Because at some point I was like, is he done and just talking?
Yeah.
You know.
People are flooding us on the phones at 704-570-9595 and texting us what happened when the service guy showed up at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like what weird things happened. Somebody, did you see that one? Somebody came to fix a dishwasher and then also help them deliver their dog's puppies.
Aww.
Oh, wow. Well, imagine that.
Yeah, the GE man. He's awesome.
He used to work as a veterinarian.
Let's talk with Kathy in Statesville. Hey, Kathy.
Hello. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you, Kathy. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, my goodness. I have to tell you, this is so crazy. So I hired some painters to come in and paint my house.
Mm-hmm.
So they painted the living room, and so they were in there painting the master bathroom. And so they called me in to ask me a question about, you know, the bathroom. And so I proceeded to go in, and I'm like, oh, my God, what is that smell? And the lady was like, oh, I'm sorry. My son just dropped a load in your toilet.
I said, excuse
me? I said, you did what? I said, you use a bathroom in the master bathroom? I said, I have a guest bathroom. Why would you do that? I said, you know what? I can't even have this conversation right now. I said, it stinks. I said, can you please open the window? And I said, sir, next time, I said, use the guest bathroom. Don't ever use someone's master bathroom.
Yeah. Right.
I was mad.
He did use the guest bathroom for my boys.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
He didn't use the master.
Yeah.
There's a guest bathroom. Mm-hmm. Why use a master bathroom? And, like, they thought it was funny, and I was furious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was like,
funny.
Don't do that.
You know, I did tile work for a little while, Kathy, in between radio jobs a couple years ago, and my friend owned a tile company, and he's like, don't use any of the bathrooms. There's a porta potty at each location that we go to.
There should be.
And that's where the workers go.
You know, I didn't even mind them using the guest bathroom. I just thought it was totally disrespectful that you use the master bathroom. I was like, I can't even have this conversation right now. They were asking me a question about the bathroom. I said, I can't even have this conversation right now. It's like, it stinks in here.
That's funny.
Kathy's ready to throw up.
Well, thank you. Kathy.
Thanks for listening. Yep.
And I got to say, this guy didn't leave an awful smell. So there's that.
Maybe he just needed a break.
Well, that's what I was wondering. If maybe he just used it as his office for a minute.
That's even
did he flush?
Yeah, he flushed.
If he was
washed
using
his hands.
Okay.
You could just make the phone call somewhere else.
Did your delivery guy do what Hayden in Charlotte's guy did?
What's that, Hayden?
Hi. Mine was not, I feel like, nearly as weird. It was just inconvenient, I guess. But I had this guy come and he fixed my oven. And he wouldn't leave for several hours because he was playing with my cat.
Several hours?
Yeah, like, I had appointments and stuff to go to, and I was just like, all right, well, you know, trying to leave. And he was like, well, yeah, like, I just really miss my cat and all this stuff. And he just, like, would not leave. So he had a key, and I actually ended up having to go, and he stayed there and hung out with my cat for I don't even know how long.
What?
No.
And you ended up leaving him there?
Well, he, like, worked for the complex or whatever, so I guess it wasn't that weird.
Oh, well.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, because like CJ and all the other guys at my apartment, I know them. I don't think I'd feel weird about them being in my unit.
If you came in because they had a key and they were playing with Callie, like randomly when you did not call them, this guy was done with his work. Like that guy's going through some stuff. He needs to sit there and play with the cat.
That's true.
He just got a divorce and stuff.
Oh, he's going through it. He's emotional.
He's in all of his feels.
You know what? You can take the cat. Just take the cat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, thanks, Hayden. So at least your guy left eventually. He didn't hang out.
Yeah, he left after.
Call another truck over. Four of them are hanging out in your house. These are so funny. The weird things that happen when the service guy showed up at your house. Loren, I know I want to get to your story real quick, too.
Let's talk with Kathleen in Charlotte. What happened during a home renovation?
So my parents were redoing kind of our whole left side of our house. And it was summer at the time, and they completed it with a refrigerator in our garage. And so they took all of my dad's beer and got drunk on the job.
They stole your dad's beer from the refrigerator?
Yes.
Wow.
And then they got drunk.
And I was, like, with my cousin, and we were in the kitchen eating chili. And, like, one of them was, like, pretty 50-plus at that point. And he walked in, and I was like, are you guys eating cherries? And we're like, yes. He's like, can I have some? And we're like, sure. And he, like, literally starts, like being ravenous and eating all of these cherries. And my mom was like, what the heck is going on? And then she goes outside, and they're all, like, in the pine needles, just, like, drunk.
Yeah. Wow.
If somebody gets hurt on the job, Catherine. You know what I mean? Like, if one of those guys gets hurt on your property after they've been drinking your beer, as a homeowner, I'm pretty sure you can get in trouble for that.
Yeah, and it sucks, too, because, like, Kathleen's like, hey, I'm going to call your boss. And they're like, yeah, why don't you talk to him? He's doing a funnel right now. He's doing a keg stand. He's right there. Hey, your story was kind of like this one. Real quick, tell everyone what happened to your friend.
Yeah, my girlfriend, Kara, was having some work done to her kitchen. And I can't remember exactly what happened, but this guy stumbled upon photos of, like, her and all of us, all of her friends who used to cheer for the Hornets. And we were like all in uniform. And he was like just making inappropriate comments and asking if anyone was single and could she hook him up. It was the most unprofessional thing ever. Yeah. And it made her so uncomfortable. She finally asked them to leave.
Yeah. It's crazy when it gets to that point when you have to ask them to leave. Oh, that was Rob. Rob said that he had his service guy help him rake manure, cow manure.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, you have a farm, I guess.
You can keep the text coming. Somebody said we had our chimney service, and the guy came dressed like a chimney sweep. It was cute, but kind of weird at the same time. Top hat and all.
Oh, that's fun.
Full uniform.
I mean, I think that stuff's like really fun. I'd actually hire a company just for that one reason.
Me too. I like the themed companies. There's one here in Charlotte that they dress up as elves for Christmas, and they'll come set up your Christmas tree and sing carols and everything else.
That's so much fun. Or the rat exterminator people, and they drive little rat cars.
Yeah.
Oh, the mouse car?
The mouse car. Yeah. I love those.
704 said, I worked at an audio video company with a guy who was a volunteer EMT. He was at a customer's house and their dog stopped breathing, and he managed to bring it back, bring the dog back to life with CPR.
Oh my gosh.
You're a hero, sir.
Mm-hmm. These are funny.
Yeah, man. Strange things happen.
Yeah, there are strange things. All right, keep sending them.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
And then somebody from an 864 area code said, why is everyone mad about people going to the bathroom in their bathrooms?
Nobody's mad about it.
I'm not mad about it. Don't blow it up.
Well, and Katie, I think Kathy, who called earlier, just said, don't use the master.
Use the guest. Mm-hmm.
Use the guest room for your business.
I was just weirded out by the phone conversation.
Hey, do me a favor. Leave the phone by the door.
And get this. I wouldn't have thought it was as weird if I didn't have to bring the phone. If I just heard him on the phone in there, I wouldn't have been that weirded out. But I had to bring him his phone. He had to open the door.
It would have been awesome if he opened it and his pants were down or something like that.
Slide it up.
So funny. Hey, it's Wednesday, which means we got a brand new senseless survey for you coming up here in less than 10 minutes.
We finally got it back. Finally. But this is one of our quicker ones. She's no nonsense. Well, I only last about a minute before she gets angry and hangs up. You have to hear a brand new senseless survey in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Wake up now.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Now. Turn it up.
Yes, 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Good morning, Marissa. Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got a couple questions. Should only take about 3 to 30 seconds, depending on how long you take.
Okay.
Is it possible for a water park to burn to the ground?
What? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. It's just questions surveying the American people. What happens if a tow truck breaks down? Are there tow trucks for tow trucks? Do animal rights activists hate it when we eat pita bread?
Okay, this doesn't feel relevant. I don't understand why you're wasting
if
my time.
If there's a D in the word fridge, why isn't there a D in the word refrigerator? We're trying to understand the American English.
Is this some sort of prank? Because honestly, like, I don't have time for this, and I have a family to deal with right now, and this is what is this about?
Do you need family counseling? Is there something I could help you with your family?
Are you kidding me right now?
Yes. Is it okay to grill a watermelon?
What?
And at a movie theater, which armrest is yours, left or right? I think it's the right one.
This is f***ing ridiculous.
Wow. That's funny. Mm-hmm.
She didn't last long, man.
No.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
I love that senseless survey, man. Yeah. Mondays, Wednesdays, 7:20 and 8:20. It's back, baby.
Yes. By the way, that's an important to note. Since it is back, if you have somebody you wanted me to do a senseless prank, shoot me a DM at the MRL show.
Yeah, give us the person's name and the number that they can be reached on. This summer is going to be filled with new episodes of the Senseless Survey.
Cool. All right. Well, it looks like Irina Shayk and Bradley Cooper are both spending no time mourning over each other. He's already spent a night out with guys in Los Angeles. I mean, this was like, I feel like hours after they broke up. But she also posted a sexy picture of herself in a bathing suit on location in Iceland.
That was for her Tinder profile, I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, are they trying to make each other jealous?
Oh, for sure.
You think that's what it is?
But it's all things I think normal people would do, too. If I got dumped, I'd be going out drinking and trying to look sexy.
Did you read that the New York Post Page Six article said that it was the movie that broke them up?
Yes.
And it wasn't because of Lady Gaga. It was because Bradley became so
distant and,
he became so into his character that Irina had a hard time relating to him.
But did you see the article I published at kiss95.1.com?
Blogger where, Roy, what did you say?
Where I have definitive proof that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper will not get back together.
Where can one go find that?
They were never together in the first place.
Well, they will not get together. Okay. Everybody wants them to get together, but I have proof from Lady Gaga.
I
want to
read that. Where do I find it?
Kiss95.1.com. Click on the MRL show tab. It's up there. And Nicole will be nice enough to social it out right now. Thank you, Nicole.
There you go. All right.
I have proof.
Moving right along. I think this is big news.
I'm just trying to get hits for the website.
I know. It's fine. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, they have called a truce in the relationship, and fans are thinking that there could even be a collaboration on Taylor's upcoming album, especially after Katie posted a picture of a batch of chocolate chip cookies with Peace at Last in the frosting, and she tagged Taylor in the post and captioned the photo, "Feels good." And you know Taylor loves to leave breadcrumbs for us all to follow.
Yeah.
Follow the facts.
Her next song is going to mention cookies or something.
Yeah.
You know.
It was a tough cookie.
The icing on the plate.
Yeah. All right. And the Twitterverse really likes how Keanu Reeves takes a photo with female fans. They called him the king of respectful. I guess he took a photo with a fan, and instead of putting his hand actually like on her back, he just kind of hovered there.
Yeah, he leaves his hand open.
Yeah, and fans took notice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They said that in wake of the Me Too movement, that this is the way that you should be taking photos with women.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that changes everything. I took a bunch of pictures. We all took pictures with some MRL show fan members last night at the Bozzy, backstage with Bozzy thing. I went right to the back, man.
You know,
upper back, for sure.
For me personally, like, I don't mind if, like, your hand's in my back, but there's definitely a below the equator line that you cannot, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
the lower back, like, let's just keep it north of the equator.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor Swift had a whole issue with that, with the radio DJ. Yeah.
But, you know, then people take it too far, too, and they get a little, you know, massage in there when they're on your shoulder.
What?
And yeah, it's weird.
You had that happen to you?
Yeah. Sure
you
have.
Did.
Yep.
When you were a honeybee, let's say, and a fan came up and took a picture with you, you feel like maybe they stayed around a little too long?
No, I will say it wasn't really an NBA thing. It was more of an NFL thing. Like, when I cheer for the Dolphins, I would not go up into the 400s after halftime because people were hammered.
That's the high. That's the upper deck
where the
party people are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was rough up there. Like, you could not go without security.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I didn't realize so many people, like, did the Joe Biden thing.
I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah.
All right. What's trending? What should everybody have? What does the Ren like?
So, I found these really cool seatbelt covers. And if you have a child in your life that has autism, or they're deaf, or they have diabetes, or they're going to need special treatment if you ever get into a car accident, there's these little covers that go on their seatbelt that says, "Hi, I'm deaf. I have a cochlear implant. MRI. So it has like information on there that says, I have autism. I may resist help. So if your child ever gets into that situation, a first responder knows how to help your child. I think that's really cool and really important.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
All right. Cool. Up next, producer Nicole was telling me, I didn't hear the whole story, but I guess someone did an Airbnb, and when they opened a door, what they found inside was like a horror movie. That's how this article reads.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we're going to discuss that in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Ariana Grande, Seven Rings on Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show, your friends in the morning.
Hey.
You roll over in the bed and you'd stare into our eyes and we hopefully make you giggle.
Ariana Grande was just here. Did she do Seven Rings as the encore at the Spectrum Center?
No. Thank You Next was the encore.
Okay. Speaking of Nicole, she was reading this article about an Airbnb nightmare story.
Yeah, so anytime I travel, I stay in Airbnb. So anytime I see a story with Airbnb, I have to click on it. And this one girl went on a weekend trip and stayed in an Airbnb, and she couldn't like figure out the wireless stuff. So she was trying to search for the internet modem so she could restart it. So there was like this one door she couldn't find it anywhere. So there's this one door and it was locked. And that's where she thought all the things were.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I don't know. It doesn't say like how she found the key, but she opened the door, which looked to be like a utility closet. And when she opened it, she did not find an internet modem.
What did she find?
She found two guns. An erotic painting.
Whoa.
Some fancy painting that I'm sure you know how to say it, Lauren. I don't.
Where is it?
Oh,
it's the ones with like the apostrophes above
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
I have no idea.
It's like, here's the pièce de resistance.
It's a French painting, Van Gogh.
And a typewriter with keys made of teeth.
What?
I was going to say maybe this was a safe of some sort, and like where they kept, you know, good art and their
Nope. So
firearms.
The only things in this closet are two guns, an erotic painting, some Lauren painting, and a typewriter with keys made of teeth. And apparently, it wasn't even like the full set of teeth.
Oh my gosh! Like, did
the O and the U are missing?
Called? Was there an investigation done? Were they human teeth?
Was it Jeffrey Dahmer's house?
Seriously, like if there were keys missing, is he like a serial killer that's plucking out people's teeth and the keyboard's just not done yet?
Oh, this is
crazy. Do you see where my mind is
going? Yes. Psycho.
Yes. But then, so she shared this on Twitter, like, and she jokingly, like, took a picture of it and then was like, so I'm going to die here, aren't I? But she was a blogger who went away on a weekend trip, but other people were like responding to her stuff with like their own horror stories. And some, two that were like hilarious. Well, one's not funny, but, this one girl said she stayed in an ancient Airbnb by herself once, and it took her 2 days to realize there was blood smeared all over one of the doorposts.
Oh.
And so she slept the other night with the bedroom locked shut.
With the doorpost?
Why did she stay?
Where are you going to go? You have the Airbnb for the night.
Go to another Airbnb. I don't know, a hotel.
It's so gross, though.
And this other guy, because this all started because the door was locked.
Mm-hmm.
And so this other guy shared a story of he once was at an Airbnb. There was a locked cupboard, and he opened it, and it was full of packaged toys.
Oh, adults?
Yep.
Adult toys. Okay.
Wow.
You know,
like 50 plus.
Huh.
I just, I've been.
Never know whose house you're staying in.
What? I was showing some houses last weekend, and there was a door that was locked, and I couldn't get into it. And I was really, really trying really hard to get into it. Like, I was almost going to break into it because I wanted to see what was inside to show the house. But now I realize that there's something there people don't want you to see.
It's locked for a reason.
It's locked for a reason. It wasn't accidentally locked.
What did you find in your Airbnb when you went to do an Airbnb at someone's house? Did you find something creepy that freaked you out? 704-570-9595.
Mine wasn't creepy, but when I lived in Raleigh, there was this guy that I worked with, older gentleman, so nice. He did news, but I would house sit because he had pets and stuff. So I would house sit when he would go out of town, and I was staying in the master and went to turn on the TV, and him and his wife made a tape.
Oh.
Why
did you hit play on the tape?
Well, I just turned the TV on.
Oh, and that came on too?
Yeah.
Oh.
They must have been watching it before they left.
And I mean, lower 80s maybe.
How much did you watch?
Maybe none.
I'd at least be curious on the science of it. You said they're in their lower 80s.
Yeah. Somebody just sent us audio. They Airbnb'd at Lorraine's new place, Chateau Airbnb.
Uh-huh.
Chateau de Lorraine, the Airbnb there. She sent us a video. We have the audio, though.
You
can hear it of her walking to the bathroom from the bedroom.
These are so dumb.
Yep. She said it was really far.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of spooky with the echo because she has 15-foot tall ceilings.
We want to hear your stories. What did you find when you did an Airbnb? 704-570-9595.
Where's the bathroom?
Milwaukee. You can sit down. There's a bench halfway.
Oh, wow. Very, very far.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Post Malone, Sway Lee at Sunflower on Kiss 95.1 with the Meanie, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
A lot of people are loving the sound effects from Chateau de Lorraine's.
Yeah. Guys. He recorded us walking around to the bathroom and... It's just such a long walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has an orchestra in the...
When are you officially moving into the chateau?
I don't know.
What's the problem?
It's a whole thing right now.
What?
So it's not even worth getting into. Like, honestly, I'm so sick of talking about
it.
I know.
Is the bet still on to see whether you'll sell your house first or Roy, as a realtor, will sell his first house?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know. And by the way, I'm aggressively pushing houses on my client.
Roy's trying to find a cash buyer so he can like put an offer in and close in the same week. Yeah.
I am like, I'm sending houses every night. I'm like, let's go tonight. You know what? This is the one. Let's put it in tonight.
704 says a text message says, oh my God, you guys are killing me with the footsteps during the commercial. I'm in tears over here. Yeah, that's how long it took. Like, no. We can't just stop the show when we go to commercial. You got to keep walking.
That was me walking from the front door to the place that you put your coat.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying laughing at the stepping in the background of the traffic. Oh yeah. It's pretty far.
It's very echoey in there.
Very echoey.
Three floors, and I have to stop halfway to catch my breath. Because it's too much walking.
Oh, great. I'll get it. Be right back. Pause the Bachelorette, Moran. I'll be right back.
Can we put a front door in the east wing, too, so I don't have to walk all the way to the middle of the house?
Actually, in all fairness, when somebody rings the doorbell, you don't need to pause. Because by the time, if you go during commercial, by the time you come back, you'll be timed out just right.
Y'all are so silly. My house is.
Does Dallas
like
think
that.
This is funny?
I don't think he thinks I'm funny at all currently.
So. Oh, no. I think this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Does he know we call it the chateau?
Huh?
Does he know?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. Are you listening to the show?
Yes.
Okay.
I told you, I got like no sleep in the last 2 days, and you have to explain everything to me today. Like, I'm not firing on all pistons.
Mm. Oh, we're almost there.
Okay.
Oh. Hey. Oh, hey, Roy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. We're just watching The Bachelor.
Great. Yeah. Can I come in?
Yeah, we're in the TV room. Come on, let's head back.
Oh, it's really nice in here.
Yeah. Kind of a long hallway. Look at that painting.
Wow.
Jeez, that looks expensive, huh?
You have plaques underneath your painting. Explain what
and
it
lights
is.
Over top.
Oh, put the headset on, Roy. If you put the headset on, you'll get the tour.
Oh, gosh.
Hi, it's Loren. Thanks for coming to my home. If you look left, you'll see an original painting that Dallas and I made the night we got married. Look to the right. There's a little memorial to our dog, Woofer, who's not passed on. He's still at the vet.
Yeah, he's just at the vet.
As you head towards the house. Wait, I need more. As you head towards the great room, if you look left, there's one of the three bathrooms in this hallway.
Y'all love to torture me.
One of the three bathrooms in the hallway.
Thirsty? Stop and take a drink from our sub kitchen.
Water fountains throughout. It's like a commercialized property.
That sound you hear is indeed violins from the Charlotte Orchestra.
The rent house is so big, she has fire exit signs illuminating.
Oh, so good. We love messing with you.
I know you do.
She has...
What?
She like has like her own delivery entrance for like all of her packages and trucks and...
A loading dock.
She got a loading dock.
She shouts online so much they installed a loading dock out back.
You know how the airport has the overhead announcements? Like... Now departing, Loren and Cash heading towards school. Loren and Cash now departing for school. 5 minutes.
I'm never inviting you guys over.
This is the final call for Dallas. The final call for Dallas. We are leaving for the outlet mall. We need you to immediately approach the garage.
You guys are uninvited to my housewarming barbecue.
I stopped over to Loren's house. I had to check in, get a photo ID, and a badge. It's so big. They have really tight security.
Oh, my
there.
Gosh. I do have a picture up of the house. You can go look at it at Manny Radio on Instagram. All right, enough of having fun with Loren. I did something this morning. I did something about 30 minutes ago in the bathroom, and I ain't exactly proud of it.
What?
But it had to be done.
You stopped it up, dude.
I didn't stop it up, bro. I went in with something and came out without something.
Oh, boy.
I'll explain it after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
What happened, bud?
I don't know. I wasn't going to bring it up, but because we were having fun with Loren, I figured I'd put myself out there.
Okay, what'd you do?
I went to the men's room, and I came back with less clothing than I went in with.
What'd you walk in with? You look like you're dressed
normally.
Oh, my
God. Did you take your underwear off?
Yes.
What?
My boxers.
Why do I know you so well? Like, why? I went in with something, and I came out without something, and I'm like, you definitely took your underwear off.
Did you poop yourself?
I didn't.
Ew.
I didn't.
Why else would he take his...
There's a pair of underwear that I've had for a long time. I got them when I lived in Memphis, and I moved out of Memphis in 2012. And they're called Stax.
Okay.
And Stax underwear is, this isn't going to be a great endorsement for them, but they hold the boys in a certain way that was comfortable a long time ago.
Okay.
Now maybe over time or for whatever reason, I was in, like for the first half of the show, I was in a bit of pain down there.
Well, gravity, as you get older, takes and pulls things.
Are you saying my begonias are older? So anyway, Lorraine, I went to the restroom, and when I went to the bathroom, I realized that I had relief when I didn't have my boxers on.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided to disrobe in the men's room
and get rid of them.
They're in the bath. They're in the garbage in the men's room.
So you're full.
I got nothing going on.
Yeah. Oh, God, he stood up.
Oh, don't take him off.
I'm just going to prove to you that I'm not lying.
I believe you.
You do?
Yeah.
Roy doesn't seem to believe me.
Oh, that's a bare butt. See? Okay, thank you. All right. So you feel good.
Yeah, but I also was very nervous about, you know.
Zipping walking around.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We've all seen something about Mary.
Yeah.
No, I just don't. I have to have something in between me and my pants because I think the material of pants is too uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, do you have jeans on?
I do.
Yeah, that's too rough.
No, it's actually okay.
Really?
Yeah, but I bet you right now, you two are going to be surprised that we're going to ask the question. I bet you right now there's people who do this a lot.
Go without
underwear. Yes.
Free balling.
704-570-9595. Do you, right now, you're listening to our show and there's no undies on.
Captain Commando.
Captain Commando. Ladies.
It's too rough.
That's what you think. But
I want somebody giving it all a big hug down there. You know what I'm saying?
There is also an article that Loren read one day that said the hugging isn't good.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't
for men and
for
women.
Well, it can't be too tight of a hug. Just like a little caress.
Mine wasn't a caress. Mine, I mean, what I had going on felt like a vice.
It was a straight jacket.
Yeah, it felt like a vice. It wasn't good.
It was in handcuffs down there.
All right, real quick, 704-570-9595. Let's see if we can line up at least maybe six lines out of our 12. Half of you call in and say that you enjoy, you do it, you don't wear underwear. Kiss 95.1, it is the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Loren, let everyone know what I'm not wearing today.
You do not have underwear on anymore.
Yeah, I did the first half of the show with some boxers and they weren't comfortable, and I realized, I was like, I'm in pain here, and I don't know what it was. But I was a professional. I didn't complain about it at 6:30, 7:10, 7:20. Nope.
You just hung in there.
I went in there, and I took them off, and I felt so much better. But Roy and Loren, I'm telling you, there's a whole crop of people out there that will go daily without wearing underwear.
Maybe we can help you feel better, too, at 704-570-9595, and line up some people who are on your team.
Okay.
This is Chris in Mooresville.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, buddy. All right. So I threw my boxers in the garbage. Are you going boxerless this morning?
Oh, every day.
Every day.
See, I feel like...
It's been 10 plus years. Not an issue. Go to put them on. Most uncomfortable feeling. It not. I mean, even going to bed. Birthday suit and all.
Huh.
So I know what you're thinking. Thanks, Chris. It's just a guy thing, right?
Well,
I have some anatomy questions
that
aren't safe for radio. And
what do you mean? We're adults.
Ever got anything zipped up? Is that what you want to ask?
No.
The things not sit right? they. To be honest with you, I feel freer now than I ever have before.
Let's just move on.
I'm worried about that. I don't see how it feels good. And is it even clean to do that?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Because
I feel like your underwear stops a lot up. Let's talk with Jennifer and Charlotte.
Hi,
Jennifer. So it's not just a male thing, is it?
No, I'm not wearing any underwear, and I really don't most of the time.
Huh? See, now I will go commando. I think I'm the opposite of everyone. I will go commando if I have like a tight dress on or something, because I think you can see a panty line then. But in pants, I don't think I could ever go commando.
I also don't wear jeans.
Okay, so what do you wear on a normal basis?
I wear leggings. Or soft dress pants.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Jennifer. Now, it's not only a male and female thing. It seems to be a Jennifer thing.
We have another Jennifer who only goes commando. Jennifer.
Hey.
Is it, do all the Jennifers talk?
They've Jennifer all got code? Together and decided they don't want to wear underwear.
You know the gen
code. No, I totally, when you said Jennifer before, I was like, hey, oh, it's another one.
What do you think?
I always go, every single day, commando. Whether, I mean, I really don't wear jeans a lot, but if I wear, like, skinny jeans, you just have to make sure you're wearing the right shirt when you're...
Yeah, so you can't see. Yeah.
And I also feel like women's underwear, and believe me, I've been in a pair of women's underwear. Don't ask, but I was, are the most uncomfortable things in the world.
Really?
Yeah, I felt that way.
Of course. Your thing
it
is on
depends.
The. Your stuff.
Yes, it didn't work.
Of course.
It wasn't a comfy fit.
The boxers are formed differently.
My boxers were killing me, though, Jennifer. Oh, man.
No, it's so much more comfortable going commando.
All
so
right.
much easier.
Are you in the car right now?
I am.
All right, honk your horn for going commando.
Yeah!
No underwear.
One more.
I wonder how many people driving around, they heard a horn honk, and all these people are no underwear.
Sounded friendly.
This is Anonymous in Waxhaw.
Hi, guys.
Hi, we have another, this is a female going commando.
Yes, and I have to, basically. I pretty much do all the time.
You said you have to. Is it because, like, how long have you been going commando?
It's been a handful of years, probably around 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm. What made you do it initially?
Well, I'm not sure if it has anything to do with, like, the fact that I got pregnant or anything. But ever since I've, like, had my baby, I can't.
You can't.
I can't wear underwear.
Okay. Okay, and you wear jeans, dresses.
It needs to breathe. Yes, leggings.
Yeah.
I'm just like the Jennifers. It's got to be breathable legging. I change very often.
Okay.
I wash my clothes very, 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 very often. But, like, I will wear probably 5 or 6 outfits.
Try it, Roy. Day. Real quick. Get undressed.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come on. Toss your underwear. See what it feels like. I don't know.
I wouldn't even know how to get undressed without me exposing myself to everybody.
I'm okay with that. We work together. It's for in a non-sexual way. Get undressed
in
front of me.
I'm not okay with that at all.
Okay, you keep your pants on then. Another Jennifer just texted us and says, "I wear scrubs every day and never wear underwear."
Jennifers,
here's my thing.
What are you doing with you?
I've done it.
Thanks,
before.
Anonymous.
I've gone commando before. Standing's not a problem. It's when I sit down.
Yeah.
That's when it becomes painful because
I have
then
jeans on too.
The jeans will then. It's like they're assaulting my manhood.
Yeah, they move places they probably
right.
shouldn't.
Okay.
All right, I am going to wear, when I go home, I'm going to change, and I'm going to wear boxers again, but for now, they're in the men's room.
And all the guys that
missed anything from today's show.
Sorry, what?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.